It's been a rough few weeks for the Bush administration's foreign policy team. The situation in Georgia is tense. North Korea is acting up. Pakistan's in turmoil. And the Middle East peace process is stagnant. But as the world's Jason Margolis tells us, the administration appears to be trying.
You think you've been busy? Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is redefining what it means to be busy. In the past 2 weeks, she's hopscotched the globe from Washington to France to Georgia, to Texas, back to Europe, then Iraq and Israel. The Bush administration is trying to cram a lot into its last months, perhaps to leave its mark on history. But at yesterday's press briefing, Rice sounded somewhat defeated, talking about Russia's latest decision regarding Georgia.
I think it is regrettable.
And about the Israelis and Palestinians.
This is not easy. If this had been easy, somebody would have solved it a long time ago.
Historically, it's tough to get much accomplished during the president's last days in office. Political scientist Ben Page at Northwestern University says that's partly because other world leaders know the clock is ticking.
They know if your term's running out that all they have to do is stall. They don't want to do it.
But there's a difference between not cooperating and challenging the U.S. Ben Page says provoking an outgoing president is never a good idea.
It's very tricky for a foreign country to do something with a lame duck president because the lame duck president, in a way, is unconstrained.
For example, during George Bush Sr.'s final days in office, Saddam Hussein challenged some of the restrictions imposed on Iraq. The senior President Bush replied with a massive air attack just days before he left office. Today, with Russia, it's a lot trickier. Former U.S. Ambassador to Georgia, Kenneth Yalowitz, says the Bush administration is in a tough spot. The U.S. needs to work on agreements with Russia, such as nuclear nonproliferation, but Yalowitz adds,
at the same time, with the former Soviet countries, we pursued a very strong policy of trying to facilitate and strengthen their independence, their territorial integrity, and their sovereignty. And what you've had now with Georgia, in effect, is a clashing, you know, of those policy objectives.
Still, it's not as if the outgoing president can't get anything done foreign policy-wise in his waning days. Thomas Henriksen is the author of the book American Power After the Berlin Wall.
Two dramatic examples from the first senior Bush administration in that he negotiated the START II agreement with Russia, the Soviet Union, in November after he'd lost the election, slashed nuclear weapons by two-thirds. Second, there was a NAFTA agreement.
The North American Free Trade Agreement was signed a month before the senior President Bush left office. There is a difference, however, between finalizing agreements and dealing with unexpected conflicts like the current situation in Georgia. Regardless, it's in the best interest of the U.S. and NATO to sort this matter out before the next president takes office, whoever that may be. That's because the transition to a new administration takes a long time, says Thomas Henriksen.
It's glacially slow. I don't expect a lot of really active considered policies unless there's a crisis somewhere for at least 5-6 months.
So the current campaign rhetoric over who is best prepared to lead on day one might be somewhat misleading. Regardless of whether it's President McCain or President Obama, the new commander-in-chief will need to appoint a new cabinet, get congressional approval, conduct studies, and formulate policies, all of which will take a while for any new president. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.